Welcome back to this next episode of our 7 Secrets to Great Partnerships podcast series. I'm Gareth Armstrong, and sitting across from me is Alon Reyes. In this discussion, we're talking rhythm and no blues.
One of the first companies in Reyes Corp had two partners who sat in an office together, literally two desks facing each other, looking at each other every single day. As I started to work with the business to try and turn it around, I realized that there was an inconsistency in their communication. I asked them how often they met officially. And they said, well, we don't meet officially. We see each other every single day and we talk to each other all day. And as problems arise, we, you know, have a chat about it and try and resolve it there and then. I then asked them to pull out a piece of paper and a pen and to answer a couple of questions without sharing the answers with one another. I asked them what they believed were their top three issues. I asked them what they believed their turnover would be this year and in the next 5 years. I asked them what they believed their profitability would be at the end of this year and the end of 5 years. I asked them what their revenue line would be. I asked them what the number of employees that they believed they would have at the end of this year and at the end of the next 5 years. And to their horror and to my expectation, they got zero correlation in terms of the answers they put down on their pieces of paper. And what I was trying to highlight there is that despite the fact that they were sitting across from one another, they were communicating about certain things but weren't communicating about all the important things for them to be aligned on. So we're talking about the 7 secrets of great partnerships. And this particular podcast is called Rhythm and No Blues. And what that talks to is the fact that in great partnerships, you've got a rhythmic meeting with your partner. Now, this will be different depending on your context. So I'm going to just share with you how I operate. But I want to underline that the frequency of my meetings and the agenda of my meetings is not necessarily what yours should be. What is important is that it's rhythmic. What's important is that it's agendaed. Those are the important things. So I happen to meet with my partner once a week, every Friday, from 12 to 1:30. And there we go through an agenda where we cover the whole business and we cover mainly the strategic issues, with one exception that we've got an other in the agenda where we can cover anything that might have occurred between the Wednesday and the Friday that was operational. Every Wednesday, I meet from 9:30 to 10:30 with my partner and we deal with operational issues. And the agenda is, what are the operational issues that we're dealing with this week? So every week I meet with my partner in terms of an operational meeting and a strategic meeting. Does this mean that we don't communicate with each other outside of those two meetings? Well, the answer is we do. We communicate with each other every single day. If we're both in the office, we'll tend to pop into each other's offices to ask questions, to give input. Oh, I just heard this. So we're communicating all day, every day. But you heard what I said. Oh, did you hear this? So there's a lot of just information transfer. And if I go back to the story about those two partners who were sitting across the table from one another, if you had to analyze what was being spoken about, it was probably a lot of, oh, did you hear? Or somebody just got off a phone with somebody and was communicating what the conversation was about, or just had a meeting with a client or an employee and then communicated about those things. So the headline for that kind of communication is information, which is very important. But the headline for the Wednesday meeting I have is operational issues. So it's very targeted at what are the issues that we are trying to solve. The headline for the meeting on Friday is strategic. What are the strategic objectives that we are trying to manage, and what are the strategic targets that we are trying to manage, and how are we performing this week relative to those SOs and targets?
So I'm interested to take this a little bit deeper, a little bit further. From what I know about you, Alon, I also understand that in your business, you take certain things very seriously around building, developing assets. And, you know, there's a rhythm to the row, but they're going somewhere with it. It's not just a rhythm that spins around. It's taking them to a destination. And in my mind, taking them to a destination means that there is a tangible something that comes out of that meeting.
And what comes out of that meeting generally is a to-do list. But when we are meeting, the real essence of the meeting is to resolve issues. It's not to communicate. It's to resolve stuff in a pointed way. So on the Wednesday meeting, it's about, this is the issue. We need to make a decision. So it's not just resolution. It's also decision-making. So it's a big part of the output of those meetings is either actions that we've brainstormed together and we agree upon, or it's decisions left or right, up or down, black or white. Those are the kinds of outputs that you get from those meetings. So we're quite clear, and because we're meeting regularly on a weekly basis, there's a concept of the OODA loop, which we've spoken about in other podcasts, where the OODA loop standing for observe, orientate, decide, act. And the quicker you can move through that loop, the more effective and efficient you are as an organization. So what we try and do is meet regularly on a weekly basis to get through this decision-making on purpose, deliberately. So those are one-on-one meetings, just us in the room. But there's a whole other category of meetings as well. So included in our rhythm is a monthly finance meeting where we meet with a senior accountant who produces the management accounts. And my partner and I would work through that management accounts pack together and then ask questions to the third person in the room, which is our head of finance. And based on that, there might be decisions that need to be made, and we'll make those decisions in that meeting. So that's a different category of meeting where you've got other people in that meeting with you. Following on from that, there's a whole other series of meetings where we are both in that meeting. But the important thing here is who's in charge of that meeting. So I'm excluding all the meetings we are just sitting in as participants and not as the person leading that meeting. In the meetings that where one of us are leading that meeting, it's very clear that one of us are leading that meeting. And in the meetings where the domain expertise is my partner's, he will lead that meeting and he will drive the agenda. And in meetings where I am the domain expert, I will drive that meeting and I will drive the agenda. It doesn't mean that we won't contradict one another. It doesn't mean that we won't take each other on, but we know who is running that meeting. And so there's a respect in that kind of meeting. It's not like the people in the meeting don't know who to look to as to, okay, let's move to the next agenda item.
So I'm just aware of the fact that where there are going to be different levels of partnership and entrepreneur here. And the big thing that I think we need to just talk to just for 30 seconds, it almost feels like it's obvious, but for some it wouldn't be that obvious, is that these meetings are associated with certain outcomes. And some partnerships are going to be so early stage and, dare I say, immature, that they're going to be saying, well, why must we meet about this? And that really tells me that they don't have direction or they don't have outcomes that they're working to. All of what we're talking about here presupposes that there's been a lot of planning, a lot of visioning, moonshots, and then taking all of that big thinking and trying to make it very practical, trying to go from strategy to execution.
I follow what you're saying. So if you think about the operations meeting that we have on Wednesdays, it's a catch-all for all the issues in the business that are operational. It's not highly focused in terms of the issues in this department. when we have a department, and you quite rightly say, if you don't have all these departments, you're not going to have issues in the department, you're going to have issues in the business. And so to have a catch-all meeting, like an operations meeting, where you cover all the different parts of the business, is very powerful. And the way that you can design that is to literally list the areas in the business that you want to cover to make sure that you are thinking through that. As an example, you might not have a marketing department because you're doing all the marketing or you've outsourced it to a third party. But if you've got an agenda item under operations called marketing and you're asking the question, are there any issues in marketing? Then now we're focused on that particular area. And then we can move on to, all right, what are the sales issues we're dealing with? What are these issues, etc.? And you just follow an agenda, even if you don't have all those departments.
So would you say that it is wise as an early stage partnership or an early stage business to look at a larger structure, a more formalized structure where there will be departments, and to even agenda your meetings that way, knowing that there are going to be evolutions toward that?
In Flowcode methodology, we have the concept of a function and a department. The overriding cornerstone of Flowcode is that strategy is executed through departments. But we understand that many organizations don't have fully fledged departments. So the equivalent is through functions, and understanding that one person might have three or four functions in the business. And it's to identify those functions and then bring those functions into both operational and the strategic meeting that you have. The messaging that I want to get across strongly is that you split that into two, that there's an operational meeting, which is dealing with what are the issues we're having, and the strategy meeting is how are we meeting our objectives for this function, for the marketing or for the sales or for the operations. What have we built in the last week?
And you want it to be rhythmic and you want it to be frequent because of what you've said earlier, which is also UDA.
Correct. And especially when a business is starting out and is highly operational, it's more imperative that you have high frequency, highly targeted meetings. Now, as I said earlier, it's important that you set your own rhythm. In some organizations, that might be 3 times a week. We're at 1 a week for operations. It could quite easily be 2 a week. You would set that frequency as per where your business is in its life cycle and how much content there is to get through during those meetings. What's also very possible is that you might start off with the meetings, you know, once a day and then move it to 2 a week and then to 1 a week. So as long as you settle into a rhythm and that rhythm is documented, and so anyone else coming into a role knows that that meeting happens and it's agendaed and the agenda is known and documented, that's all we really want. What is also very important for me, especially in the early stages, is that agenda will often morph and evolve. It's important to keep that agenda relevant to where you are in the business life cycle. It's also important that agenda is alive to external environmental movements such as new technology. So I know, for example, we're bringing in AI as an agenda item into our strategy meeting. Is how are we thinking about AI in the organization?
Okay, let me see if I can summarize. You tell me what I've missed. First, we must have rhythmic meetings that are focused on a particular topic or subject. They must be focused. They can't be shooting the breeze. The second is that you want us to split out operations and strategy into 2 separate meetings. They can't be spoken about in the same way because they can't be addressed in the same way. The third, agendas. And agendas that suit our context and suit the stage of the business in its life cycle. And I'm missing the fourth. What's the fourth again, please?
The fourth is that there are two categories of meetings, which is one is the one-on-one and one is with others.
And I remember the fifth. It's where we are meeting with external parties in that second category of meetings that you've referred to, that we allow the person with domain experience and knowledge to lead the meeting in spite of the fact that we feel like we might be the senior partner, for example. But domain experience trumps in those kinds of meetings. Is that correct?
That's 100% correct.
Thank you, Alon Reyes, CEO of Reyes Corp. And we'll be with you again when we reveal the next secret of the 7 Secrets to Great Partnerships. I'm Gareth Armstrong. See you then.